My name is Mohammed Ishrafil. I've come from Samistapur in Bihar state. It's my third day here. I'm wandering and searching for my nephew. His body hasn't been found, and I can't find him at the hospitals. There's no trace of him. After we found out about the train accident, we started dialing the number of Tazavur. Someone answered the phone and told us that the owner of the mobile was dead. We repeatedly asked him the location, but he just asked us to come and get the body and then disconnected the line. We kept calling, and 3 to 4 hours later, the person said the same thing, that our relative was dead. We don't have the body, nor have we found him among the injured in the hospital. So what should we do? If it's not negligence, how do we accept how the accident happened? These people are the culprits. What I can say is that these people are guilty. The accident involved not one, but three trains. We haven't heard of such an accident in our lifetimes. God knows if something like this had happened earlier. We're just wandering around. I've run out of money to even return home. We need to book taxis to go anywhere. In Balasore, they asked us to go to All India Institute of Medical Sciences at Bhubaneswar. The taxi cost us $100. It's as if he never existed. If he's dead, we should be able to find his body. If he's injured, he should be in hospital. There's no trace of him. We don't know if they've thrown his body away. God knows. The accident happened. If he was injured, he would be found. And if he's dead, there are some bodies. The government's showing dead bodies, but where's he disappeared to? We want our nephew Tazavur back. Whatever else has happened, we don't care. We want our nephew back.